John Schreiner sitting in for Connor Happer on this Wednesday. Had a pretty good show today. If you missed any of it, you can always check out the podcasts or radio replays, however you like to say it. Go check out that interview with Nicky Lopez. Thought he was really good. Was fun to chat with one of the newest Chicago White Sox.
Our friend, Nicky Lopez.
He's our friend now. Yeah. We're pals.
Attached at the hip. Nicky and this show.
Had Robin Washett. That was a good chat with Robin. So go back and check all that stuff out if you missed it. But right now I want to get to something that it's been kind of brewing in the background for a while. There was a little talk about it when the report cards first came out, but it was kind of glossed over fairly quickly. I think it just kind of was mentioned and then kind of pushed aside.
It's always one of those fun things to pour over, and then we all forget about it the next day.
But Clark Hunt was interviewed by The Athletic about the F-minus grade that he got from the players when they did the report cards for each team.
The Chiefs lowest, are disrespecting the Chiefs.
The lowest possible grade that you could have gotten, an F-minus as an owner. And the story from The Athletic details a situation last summer where Patrick Mahomes was in the facility filming a T-Mobile commercial. And during one of the breaks, he went to the team president and essentially complained about the facility, saying that there's no AC in here.
Wow.
They were trying to film a T-Mobile commercial at the Chiefs facility, and it was so hot that people were sweating through their clothes.
Ugh.
Right? And then a couple days later, they had practice in the facility, and Andy Reid sweat through his windbreaker.
Now, like, I feel like that's probably not a hard thing to make happen, but this is a multi-billion-dollar-a-year organization.
Sweating through a windbreaker is an accomplishment.
Yeah, it is.
So the evidence is all there that the Chiefs facilities are wildly out of date. Like, perhaps to a dangerous degree, when you're practicing indoors in what is basically a sauna. Like, the temperature in their indoor facility was over 100 degrees when they were practicing in there.
Still won the Super Bowl.
They still won the Super Bowl, which is why I think a lot of people brush this under the rug.
Sure.
Oh, they're winning.
Who cares?
Who cares? It's a good organization. They're winning.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be all true, but it doesn't change the fact that the players themselves said, this is unacceptable. Like, if you give something an F minus, that is not just like, eh, it could be better.
No, this is...
this is aggressively bad.
And all of a sudden, with the changes in NFL ownership, you find yourself at the bottom, a place you probably thought you were safe from with the Dan Gilberts of the world. And
yeah. Not a place you want to be, especially for what is currently the premier franchise in the NFL.
Exactly.
With the premier player in the NFL. The last thing you want for that guy to be is discontented about his working conditions.
Because you know you're going to have to come up to him at some point and be like, hey, Patty, it's time to restructure.
Which they've already done.
Yes. And it's the nature of the beast. They probably will again.
So this was just the second time that the NFLPA has done this survey of players to grade their working environments. And again, from this report, one of the biggest complaints from the Chiefs was they believed that they had been promised that their facilities and locker room were going to be renovated after the 22 season.
That'll do it.
Which did not happen. And then you have the quote from Clark Hunt himself personally. He said, quote, I have spoken to some of our veteran players about that, and they've confirmed to me that it was a miscommunication. Certainly, I personally never said anything to them about renovation of the locker room. It was a misunderstanding. Now, Clark thinks he's covering his behind here. But if you read it a different way...
You're kind of telling on yourself there.
You are telling on yourself that I never intended to renovate the locker rooms. I never told them I was going to do that.
You think it's bad. In fact, it's much, much worse.
So...
Okay.
What are we talking about here? We're talking about a billionaire NFL owner with the best team in the league who continually wins championships and has the best player. And the locker rooms are F minus? I don't know about you. That seems wildly inappropriate.
Yeah, I imagine Clark has seen, I don't know, maybe a windfall of profits that he might. I understand this would be a wild idea that a billionaire go, I've made a lot of money off of these players the last few years. Why don't I put a little bit back into them? I understand. Wild concept, but maybe you do that.
It's not a good look either way.
One of the interesting, in hindsight, I'm kind of glad this survey exists because Robert Kraft also saw that he got a poor score.
Yeah.
And said, oh, I had no idea my players felt this way. Okay, here's the upgrades that I'm going to make. So it seems to be creating some real change within the league.
So then there are some quotes from Willie Gay, which again are telling on the situation a little bit. So the first quote from Willie Gay says, we're winning Super Bowls, so at the end of the day, how much can we argue? Hey, the facility's falling apart, but we won the second Super Bowl in 2 years. But then the quote later, he says, money was spent very tightly around there. When we did get something, whether it was a chair or a t-shirt, it was like, man, we got new chairs. That was a big upgrade. We enjoyed the small things that we got. So all of this points to the Chiefs franchise being incredibly miserly, right? You're asking these players to go out and lay their health on the line, which they do. And when they do and they win and they bring you huge revenues, you got them some new chairs. I mean,
hey,
come on.
I could have done nothing, guys. Aren't you happy with the chairs? It's a nice chair. It's not the nicest chair, but I mean...
We got new t-shirts. Is this a high school locker room? What is going on? Like, and you know, now they're talking about all these renovations with the Royals planning to move and build a new ballpark. The Chiefs are planning to renovate their 52-year-old stadium, by the way, which is going to host World Cup matches in 2026. Mm-hmm. And look, does anything say 1960s era architecture and technology than a football shaped video board? I mean, you see that thing on TV.
Yeah.
How do you not cringe?
Because
I'm
outdated.
I'm not a Chiefs fan, and I see that thing and I'm like, ooh, yikes.
Come on.
You could do something else, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be in the shape of a football. It's a little on the nose, isn't it?
Yeah, you got the World Cup coming in there. They're doing this big, like a typical American, I saw an article, I did not read it, about how the Chiefs, yes on Prop 1 sort of campaign to get the stadium renovation is a little cringy.
Hmm. And then, so here's another part of this that really irks me, is the article goes on to explain about the projected renovations to Arrowhead Stadium, which are expected to cost $800 million.
That's a lot.
Clark Hunt said he and his family can contribute $300 million. Guess where the rest of that money's got to come from?
The fine citizens of Kansas City?
Exactly. Hmm. The Jackson County Sports Complex Authority, which is certainly taxpayer-funded, is expected to offer $260 million. And then They're going to get $200 million in economic relief by eliminating the obligation to pay stadium insurance.
I'm going to need you to explain that one to me. That sounds unsafe, what you're saying there.
And next Tuesday, Jackson County, Missouri, is voting on a 3/8 cent sales tax to raise money for the stadium renovations.
Okay. 3/8 cent.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like very much.
It doesn't sound like very much.
But I assume it's on everything?
On everything that gets sold.
Okay. Certainly that would tally up very quickly.
So here we are again with the billionaire owner coming to the public, hat in hand.
Tears in their eyes.
Walking with a crutch. Asking to just drop a few coins in the coffer, please, sir.
Just whatever you can spare.
I'm but a humble billionaire sports owner.
I'm a humble legacy owner.
I ask my players to play in a rundown dump of a facility. This stuff just gets under my skin so much.
I love the idea of Clark patting down his chest and his pockets going, I got 300
300
million.
That's all I got.
I don't have any more on me. I'm strapped.
I mean, good night. What is going on? But
gee, if only their players were, you know, constantly asked questions by the media and did very successful podcasts where they could speak out against their owner.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It would. Come on, Travis. Don't be a coward.
So, Clark Hunt has committed to communicating better with his players in the future.
That's not even, hey, I'll consider some upgrades. That's, there will not be any miscommunication between us in the future.
I'm no longer going to tell you that I'm going to fix these things. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do. Like, that's the nail in the coffin, right? Like, he didn't say, no, we're, you know what? We saw the results. Mm-hmm. We've heard the players. We understand. We didn't know that it was as bad a situation as it was. We didn't know that they felt this way. We're going to fix it. Mm-hmm. We're going to do whatever we have to do to give our players a world-class facility for their world-class athletic exploits.
A very easy statement to make that many owners have made in the past.
And instead, he said, I'm committing myself to communicating better with my players in the future.
They will never be under the impression that we're upgrading this when we're not.
I don't know, man. It seems pretty shady to me. He's saying it without saying it.
And I know someone's in their car right now thinking, well, Patrick Mahomes makes millions and millions of dollars. Why doesn't he do it? Because he shouldn't have to.
It's not his facility.
I don't pledge to upgrade NRG Media Omaha, but trust me, I walk around this building all the time complaining about upgrades that we need.
Did you fill out the survey?
I filled out many surveys, many a survey, many emails sent. Also, trust me, I'm under no miscommunication that upgrades will be made.
Yeah, it's an interesting story, and I don't think that, even though, you know, Clark Hunt is out here trying to explain himself, I think he's made it worse, actually, with the things that he said. Saying, I never promised them. They were mistaken. I never promised to upgrade the locker room. And in the future, I'll do better at communicating that. That I have no intentions of fixing the problem. Yeah. Doesn't sound great, Clark. You serious, Clark? All right. Let's take a break. We got a top five, Josh?
Yes.
All right.
Can whip something up.
All right. Okay. Top five worst owners in sports coming up from Josh Hodson. It's Connor Happer Show on a Wednesday, 1620 The Zone.